The Far North region has been considered as an education priority zone by the Cameroon government and non-governmental organizations in a bid to boost education in this part of the country. Non-governmental organizations have been doing a lot to fight malnutrition that hinders children from learning properly. One of those organizations is the UN's World Food Program that has been donating cereals to families so as to maintain the children in school. Christian Nzeyimana is the head of the World Food Program sub-office in Marua.
Kids don't go to school either because of food insecurity, but as well a lack of access. In partnership with the government, have been supporting keep the children at school by providing meals at school. Initially, we were assisting 136 schools, but due to resource constraints, we reduced the number of schools to 88 schools.
Unfortunately, COVID-19, which forced the state to shut down schools since March, in a region where many do not see the importance of education, has made hundreds of such children to leave school permanently. To compound to their misery, they are now being used as workforce in their parents' farms, given that farming is the main activity in the region. Some became business persons as they began hawking face masks, groundnuts, and other chewables. Still, as a result of COVID-19, others found out that they are repeating the same class. Mariam and Afisatu are few of those.
I failed my common entrance and first school. I was spending my time on food, playing on television. I was not caring about the school because they have said that for 6 months we will stay at home.
I was playing in the house. I come to write common entry and first school. I failed because I don't read my book because of corona.
When schools finally resumed for the 2020-2021 academic year, the shift system that was existing only for some classes became a general affair. However, many children find it difficult to go to school given the harsh climatic conditions. Bunjo Emmanuel is the head teacher of Group 2 of Government Bilingual Practice and School Funange Marua.
Corona has brought a new way of doing things, and that new way of doing things is not very positive. Children who used to go to school every day in the morning, you find some who are now going in the afternoon, and especially here in Marua, where the climatic conditions are not very favorable in the afternoon. It affects the children in the sense that most of them who leave the house in the afternoon are already tired because they have been involved in housework, while in school they will be sleeping.
Other pupils like Abubakar say sometimes they lack the willingness to go to school if they are programmed for the afternoon shift.
I go to school in the afternoon and there is too much sun. And in the afternoon, you are already tired. Most of my friends even sleep in class. This is all because of the coronavirus. It's really tough for us.
Parents on their part are also complaining of the performance of their children.
We are struggling with all means to increase their level before the COVID, especially for basic education.
Inadvertently, the plight of children in the Far North region with regards to education has been aggravated by the pandemic, and it might take greater commitment by the Cameroon government and partners to redress the situation. Dr. Tatoy Kambie-Kuple reporting.